the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And it's really only one blueberry chick this morning. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
That's the beautiful voice of Shelly Hartman. And she brought in Jeff Weber, who is the director of the National Blueberry Festival. And what from what I hear, he's a newbie.
Yes.
This is his first one. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning.
And this is the 59th. Blueberry Festival coming up here in August, correct?
Yes.
So certainly a long-standing tradition. How's that make you feel coming into something on your first one for such a, it's a huge tradition and kind of a couple years of craziness with COVID not quite being the same.
Yeah, so really excited because we are back to a full festival this year. But yeah, a lot to learn in my first year, first few months on the job, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking just a minute ago, I think Shelly said you just came on in January?
Yeah,
all right.
In January.
So what have you learned?
I have learned that we have a great board of directors and a great community that is rallying around the cry for volunteers.
Sure.
That's right.
And all. Yeah. Well, you mentioned volunteers, and so I know you wanted to talk about that, so let's talk about that. A little later we'll get into what some of the events are going to be, talk about if anything's new, some of the old things that will still, the fan favorites will still be around. But so you're looking for people to volunteer and help out with events and anything really?
Yeah, anything from, just directing people around, an info booth, guest relations booth, first aid, parade. Mm-hmm. Parade's a big one.
The parade, yeah.
Race. Helpers, anything and everything.
Stage.
That would be the fun place to volunteer, yeah. I think.
Breakdown of the stage.
Oh, no, that's not as fun. That is kind of fun.
You get to pretend
to be a roadie for an evening. Yeah. So, yeah, live your lifelong dream as a roadie.
You hear that, right?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. Stagehand.
I might. As long as I can be the supervisor.
Oh. And
I've done enough heavy lifting, I do believe. So, all right, well, then this isn't about me. So, you have a million... before we move on to that, how many volunteers are you looking for?
Well, years past, full festivals, we're looking for between 200 and 300 volunteers.
200 and 300. And, we're not going to tell anybody from Benton Harbor they can't volunteer and say, hey, you stay away. It's only going to people from South Haven?
Absolutely not.
No, all right. So anybody
and everybody.
Anybody, yes.
And, too, I think a lot of times you work with other organizations like Boy Scouts, church groups, or young people that need to get community service. I think those were some of the other things that also in the past the volunteer groups came and helped with that.
I gotta believe because being a festival in town, there's typically not huge budgets, and if there is a staff, it's not a huge staff. So you pretty much rely on volunteers to pull everything off, right?
Well, that's right. And one of the other things, it is a free festival.
There's no paid events, is what you're saying.
There may be some additional, but the festival itself, where the music is and some of the pie eating contests and some of those that foundational activities, there is no fee for those. So sponsorship, which I'm sure we'll talk about, is crucial to this festival.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll get that a little later. The third segment is probably a good place to talk about sponsorships. Shelly, what is your part with the Blueberry Festival?
Well, I have been involved with the Blueberry Festival, as you can imagine, when I got involved in blueberries, just because I always am excited about the Blueberry Festival, have a great time helping to coordinate things. I'm not real good volunteer during the time because, of course, we're out in the fields, but I've served on the board, I've volunteered, I've done just about pretty much everything other than be the director in regards to the Blueberry Festival.
Yeah, and that's probably a pretty tough job, I do believe. Now, is that a full-time, year-round job?
Well, it is a year-round job. Right now, it is full-time, leading into the festival.
But in the winter, typically, you have some shorter hours or you don't work for weeks? How does that work?
Yeah, it's just shorter hours, just maintaining the contacts for people, coming up with new fundraisers. Like we we do the fish fling and icebreakers. And,
sure.
And yeah, just coming up with new fundraising ideas, okay. Staying in touch with contacts. And
all well, let's talk a little bit about events for it. And we've got another, you know, in this first segment here. But what are anything new that's coming along that hasn't been around for past Blueberry Festivals?
This year, no. Off the top of my head, no, we haven't planned any new events this year. We are rolling in, you know, after 2 years of a scaled down festival, it is ramp, you know, it's right. Taking all of our energy to ramp up back to the traditional.
Sure. Yeah. It seems like a stop. And the start's even harder than normal. It seems. Now I can't remember. I remember that you guys, that one of the festivals did like a karaoke, The Voice type competition.
That was Harbor Fest.
Yes. You guys going to do anything like that? I've been doing a lot of karaoke events, and I'm not throwing in my hat to do any part of it or I might go watch it. But what I'm saying is, it seems that people just clamor for it and just absolutely love it.
No, but that is something that we had talked about, but yeah. We have not. We're still finalizing details on our entertainment for Thursday, Friday, right. Saturday, but those will be announced in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess I'm here to tell you it's not too late if you want. I do know a guy. Not I'm saying this is what I really, really want to do, but I think it's a cool thing. And it's fun for me just because, people are having such a good time watching them sing, and they just love it. But okay, it so no new events coming up. So let's talk
ahead. It's not necessarily a new event, but I think one of the things that we should highlight and talk about is the Riverfront Beer Tent.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Because
okay,
that
Riverfront
is,
Beer Tent.
Well, I think that we've over the years tried to really implement that because it's so successful.
Right.
And we did have it, I think, the last full festival. And then, when, of course, we had to scale it down. We weren't able to do that. So that's really an exciting place where people can go and meet, and you buy a bracelet, yeah. I think is how they're
doing it. And that was always in the back of the audience from the big stage,
yes.
Right? The big audience area, and then that was back behind that. Yeah, I think I went there a couple years ago, and that was maybe probably the first or the second year that they ever did it. But how many times has it been done? Because that's kind of still a new thing.
It is. That's why I bring it up. It starts on Friday night. It's Friday night.
We're going to start on Thursday.
An extra night of drinking out there on the water. Right?
Well, they must be going to have some entertainment.
Nice. Well, we can talk about that in just a minute, actually after this break that's coming up. But do you have a website throughout? So if anybody will hopefully ask a few times, a website where someone can find out about the events and how to volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is on blueberryfestival.com.
All right. Well, that's where you find it. And we will be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show because this is the Blueberry Chick with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks, with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And we do thank them because they've certainly added a big part of the show, which is you, Shelly. So thank
Love
you.
It.
Yes.
Thank
Good morning
you, Rob.
To you once again.
Good morning.
Yeah, and Jeff Weber, who is here, the director of the National Blueberry Festival. And we were just talking about the beer tent, which is pretty much, a kind of a new event. It was here a little bit before COVID. But, you know, you guys have a lot of kind of cool things. And this year, from what you were just saying on the break, is that you guys are going to be having the beer tent the entire day. And is that going to start on Thursday also?
Yeah, we're going to do Thursday evening. And we'll have entertainment Thursday evening. Mm-hmm. But we're also going to have some of the street musicians play the beer tent during the day. So if you're going down there, grabbing a beverage.
Well, will one of those guys be Grant Frey by any chance? Because I know Grant's a street musician. He got his license or whatever permit he needed to do so.
He's good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be a lot of fun. Okay, so, you know, beer. Is it just beer or is there wine in there, too, or...
We're still determining our menu.
Okay.
So we are working on that.
And are we working with any local breweries or anything like that to be serving local brews down there?
That'll be rolled out when we
a little closer to that time. Okay, so I am asking those hard questions, and I might just have to. I feel like pressing on those, but no.
let's just clear it up. We'll have them back. You know, next month when all of these things have been established, and then we'll
have those answers then. But here's how I look at it is because this is a community event, and I know that those that run it are community minded. So we're always looking at bringing our community in for those. So I'm sure in some way, shape, and form, you'll have those the musicians in there and other people that are at least in our local area helping with bring other goods and services to the people of South Haven, right?
That's right.
To the festival.
Absolutely. We'll make sure you're on the press release.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm excited to talk about the pie eating contest. You know, that's always been near and dear to my heart. And we usually work with the festival and donate the blueberries for the pies.
That's my next thing on my list there, Shelley, is to talk about some events. And this goes from Thursday through Sunday. Small on Sunday, but all the main stuff is really kind of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Am I right with that? Or is it really Saturday? Or Saturday is the big day?
I mean,
that's usually how it always works.
The parade's Saturday?
So we are looking for an organization to take over the parade.
To
the parade?
There you go.
Yeah, you know who I would call directly? I would call Chris Hodgman of the Masons.
Masons.
That's who I would call. He's going to kill me, but that's who I would call.
And he is a blueberry producer, packer.
He is the current worshipful master of the Masons this year.
Wow.
He would be the guy to talk to about that if you were to look for anybody. And
100%.
And they'll be so mad at me. They'll be on me to also help. So we'll see how that goes. All right. So Thursday, you have a youth pageant on Thursday night.
Youth pageant, yeah. We're looking for local youth, year-round residents between 6 and 12 years old.
Okay. Didn't your sister used to run that?
Mm-hmm. She did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It was fun. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And what the other event that you mentioned just a minute ago was the Blueberry Pie Social.
Yeah, that's on Thursday night where everybody, underneath the Blueberry Central, which is also the pavilion.
Okay.
It's where they set everything up, and they will have all kinds of different like blueberry products or educational, or I think the hospital sets up like a little healthcare thing there. Just a lot of different things happening underneath that pavilion. But Thursday night's the social where they have a big pie brought in and then they serve out slices with ice cream. And I think it's a donation for that. Or
it's a donation.
Donation.
Is that really the pie eating contest too that night?
Pie eating contest is on Saturday.
That's on Saturday. Okay. There's some very compelling pictures that usually come from that.
Well, they have an adult one usually. I was just like seeing maybe it'd be a good thing for you to join into.
I don't do blueberries very well. I like blueberries in small doses, but if I were probably to put down a half a pie of blueberries, I think that the results would not be good.
Be better.
No. For who? Yeah.
The audience.
All right. Well, let's move on to Friday. What I see is a couple really cool things. The Riverfront Beer Tent. And then, of course, there's kids activities. But blah, blah, blah on the kids activities for the moment. Riverfront Beer Tent. We talked a little bit about that. Do we know what musical acts we're going to have yet? Is that information that can be released?
Not yet.
Not just yet.
We're still, you know how the musical acts are. They like to negotiate a little harder than what they should.
And do you remind them that most of them are has-beens?
Yeah, or never will be.
We've had some. I mean, I, Well, we've never had, what I would like to see one of these years would be Journey in there or something like that. And then the whole marina packed with boats, people packed out on the piers all the way out to the end, and all these drones with people in it sitting there watching. I mean, how cool would that be?
That would be very cool. I wonder if our town could take it.
It'd be like the 4th of July, I think, wouldn't it? We're shoulder to shoulder 4th of July pretty much. And
it's true. Yeah, and the Blueberry Festival is pretty packed. Do you know an estimated amount of people that attend or town?
So we estimate between 30,000 and 40,000 across the 4 days.
So pretty good. And you wonder what that does to the little town of South Haven. That's that many people in there, and that's not counting the people that are just around and not going down there because there's too many people. So that's
I know what it does for the blueberry store.
Yeah, blows it up, doesn't it?
It's great. I love it. Yes.
Oh, I bet you do.
I love it.
All right, so kids activities, what do you guys do for the kiddies?
Kids activities, face painting. We'll have vertical edge there with mountain or climbing walls, with bounce houses, like jousting stations, things like that, all throughout the riverfront.
Oh, so that's down there with where the music would be, probably along that sidewalk. Is that where
right
that stuff goes?
Right on the street, yep.
Okay, and right on the street. And I assume that there are vendors and Italian sausage and cotton candy and ice cream, all those
all
things.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, barbecue chicken. Yeah. I love the fair, but it does not love me. So though they're all going to be there, is it full right now? Or if there were any vendors out there that are looking for... you know, they've got that that weekend open. Is it you still have some openings?
Yeah, for the Blueberry Central Market, which is at the pavilion, we are looking for four vendors for that. It's all on our website. But for those vendors, we're looking for, you must have a blueberry themed item to sell, or a blue item to sell, because it is the central Blueberry Central Market.
Sure.
So we're looking for that. The riverfront, we're still looking for different types of vendors. Those are mostly food trucks.
Specifics right now? I mean, can you mention? I mean, because obviously this is the place to do
it.
Somebody hears.
You know, we've got a barbecue. We've got some treats like donuts and ice cream and things like that. Italian ice for the riverfront.
Okay. Yeah. No cannabis edibles. No, sorry, that's me. Nobody else's face. But I always have to ask.
We do have a new sponsor.
CBD sponsor down there.
We have. It is actually the Happy Riverfront. HAPPI.
Riverfront. I like that. So they're a sponsor of the.
They are a riverfront sponsor. Yep.
I love it.
They will have some samples, non-medicated samples. Okay. For.
I always say those are the very best people, and they're very good people. All right, we do need to take a break. We'll come back with Jeff Weber, Shelley Hartman on the Blueberry Chicks with their blueberry buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. And now, a special message from Paul Landecker, Operations Program Director at Midwest Family Broadcasting.
First thing that really impressed me about Moondog Productions was the Facebook videos that Rob was putting up, some of the South Haven videos and some of the other things, the award-winning videos that he has and put up so everybody can see them. The quality that is in those videos, the time he takes, the expertise that he has in making our little town of South Haven look amazing worldwide. We asked Moondog Productions to do a couple of videos for our Summer Jam and Smooth Jazz concerts this past summer. Totally unexpected that, you know, he got those videos back to us within 10 days. I mean, it was quick turnaround. They exceeded my expectations on how they looked. Moondog Productions is no small town operation. And the work they do is major market stuff. It's really, really well done. We didn't have a big budget for this. Rob and Moondog Productions took every cent and made it all work for us very economically. The quality of the product, the ease of working with Moondog Productions, it's simple. I have no doubt that if you have need of quality, big time video at low cost, Rob's your guy. Moondog Productions is where you need to go.
The Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Jeff Weber, director of the National Blueberry Festival, the new director here in January. And, of course, Shelley Hartman, True Blue Farms and Blueberry Store and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, one thing that makes a festival go around is money. We talked about, money, of course, volunteers and everything else and manpower. But it takes some money to pull off a lot of these events off. And obviously you're looking for sponsors, but as you look for sponsors, what are the kind of the things that you need them for?
Yeah, so we do offer a range of sponsors from, it begins at $250 for just a little, I want to be involved somehow, I can't afford this, so just mm-hmm. $250 and you're a small business partner that way. But we are looking for a title sponsor, and that would be the broad-ranging National Blueberry Festival presented by, X company for, $15,000 gets you that, but also that gives you,
Is that the real price, $15,000?
Yeah.
Gets you the title sponsor of the Blueberry Festival.
What a deal.
Yeah. So what things do you need that money for?
Oh, so we have bands to pay, we have mm-hmm. other, we have to pay for the stage and the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. We have to pay, we have to pay for everything.
Right.
The prizes, we pay for, the prizes for the youth program. We pay for the volunteer t-shirts. We pay for, to be down there, we pay for the liquor license to be down
sure.
there, and all that. And so
yeah.
rentals, tables and chairs and tents and all, everything, basically everything is paid
sure.
for through sponsorship.
Okay. Yep. And so anything that you might have to pay through, say a tent, if someone actually was out there that would donate a tent, that's just money you don't have to pay. You'll take donations that way, would you not?
Absolutely. In-kind donations, we consider those, community partners.
Sure.
Those are when you're giving us put a value on it and you're giving us,
yeah.
Something that we don't have to write a check for.
And like most things, you make a little sign for it, the mm-hmm. tent donated by courtesy of type of thing.
Yep. Yeah. Always on the website, going to get those social media posts,
right.
all that good stuff.
Okay.
I just thought of something. You guys have an app.
Oh, yep.
They have an app.
It's a great app.
We have an app. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about your app.
App. So we went away from the brochure, the printed maps and brochures mm-hmm. for everyone being green. Also, COVID.
Well, I think it's just smarter.
Yeah.
So
the map is in there. The schedule is in there. Our sponsors are listed across the top. Shelly's pulling it up right now. You'll be able to donate right through there.
Sure. Now, what do you say to, let's say we have some people that might want to donate that just are not savvy enough to do it online?
Well, they can always stop by the office, but mm-hmm. But they can email me also at info@blueberryfestival.com.
Okay.
Or any of that. And it's also available online.
And on some, website, okay. Yeah. So either do that, give you a, send you an email or, well, that's...
Still online.
Yeah. So, we're still online here. If you're hearing this, I guess, and you just are so technically challenged, I guess find someone that can help you, right?
Well, you can stop by his office.
Call your grandkid. Yeah. Call your child.
Well, he did say you could stop by the office.
Yeah.
At 1301 M43 in South Haven, Michigan.
So if you're a loner and you have no friends and no family that can help you, stop
we
by.
We want the please sponsor. Yes.
Because you make a great volunteer also.
Yes.
All right. So, okay, so we know, there's money to be spent, obviously, especially I'm sure bands aren't cheap, but it certainly adds up to a pretty big sum. So sponsors, anybody out there that wants to donate in kind, certainly get in touch with them. And if you want to be a part as a volunteer, same thing. And that's how they would get a hold of you for that too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything is online, neat little forms you can fill out and they come right to us
yeah.
so we can divvy,
And download the app. Yeah, the app is very helpful.
What are some of the businesses that this could actually help? Because obviously they're going to have to come out with some money, but in return, you're giving them a lot of exposure. Who's a good fit for these kind of, for the you know, different event sponsors and, you know, paying your musicians and everything else?
I think any blueberry producer, any blueberry marketer, any affiliation with the blueberry industry, I think it really sends a message that, you know, our blueberry industry cares about this festival. Right. We've cared about it for going on 59 years, and just to support it and get, you know, we got a perfect fruit, get the word out there and get people in town to enjoy it and learn more about it. They're going to have farm tours, I think they usually do, where they can go out and visit the farms and pick blueberries and...
Right. Well, I got to believe you've already thought about it because you brought the man in. But a guy, Adam Lalonde, would be, my Patriot Foods might be a good guy if you guys haven't already talked to him.
That's right. We'll get with Adam. Right. I'll help.
Did I come up with someone you haven't talked to?
I'm just saying, Jeff, I'll help you. I got a lot of people.
She's got a ton of people.
I got people. But, you know, while we're on the subject of U-Picks, I just have some exciting news. We're going to be opening our U-Pick July 1st.
Oh, okay.
In Grand Junction, across from our packaging facility. You can visit our website at truebluefarms.com to get your information. Mm-hmm. We're going to be open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the number to call if you're curious about, you know, what to wear, what to bring, how much it is, 269-434-8844.
Okay. That's good stuff. So now what varieties will they be picking that early in the season?
Blue crop. Well, you know, the U-Pick will be just a little bit, but we'd like to get it open. We're going to have ice cream, back to scooping our ice cream this year. We'll have already picked available, and then the U-Pick will then probably the next week really start kicking up.
Perfect. All right. Well, you gave some your contact information there. We've got another minute here, but first thing, I kick out your contact information again if anybody needs to get a hold of you with an email or find you on the web.
Yeah, info@blueberryfestival.com, and the website is blueberryfestival.com, or find us on Instagram or Facebook. We're very responsive on there.
Okay.
Download the app. Blueberry Fest. Is it Blueberry Festival or Blueberry Fest?
Blueberry Festival. Yep. It'll come up. It's a nice blueberry.
It's beautiful. Very interactive. Yeah.
Or you can drag your behind down to the corner of Blue Star and M140 or 43.
Yeah.
43 and Blue Star, which is where the office for the National Blueberry Festival is. Do you have just regular office hours, 8 to 5 now, or is it open 24 hours because you're just so busy?
Yeah. Not open 24 hours yet. Better to catch me in the afternoons, though.
And they share office space with We Care, We Care are very accommodating.
I'm sure if someone came in, they'd leave a message for them to you'd be able to get in touch with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been great.
It's fun.
Yeah. Looking and the Blueberry Festival is always such a huge deal in South Haven. It brings so many people and so much revenue to our people that own shops. And, you know, and it just does a great thing. And, you know, the last couple of years without having full Blueberry Festivals, just life has not been the same.
No. And while we're talking about it, why don't you tell the listeners again so they can get a save the date on their calendar?
For the Blueberry Festival?
Yes.
August 11th through the 14th. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a couple little things on Sunday.
That's right.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chad.
We'll be back with, before we get back, we said this was the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store, and we'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show.